Good morning, and welcome to the Shortwave Music Library on WMNBLP North Adams, Massachusetts, oscillating on 107.1, frequency modulated. I'm DJ Frederick. There's more than books in a library. There's music.
Thank you.
John Cameron with Half Forgotten Daydream. Before that, Mo Kaufman, one of Canadian's greatest and most well-known flautists and sax players. Mo Kaufman with Forest Flower. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Shortwave Music Library.
Exploring science in the sea. No place is safe. Trash and pollution make their way into just about every nook and cranny on Earth, including the deep oceans. A few years ago, for example, explorers found a plastic bag in the Mariana Trench, the lowest spot on the entire planet. And in 2020, scientists reported that organisms in two ocean trenches contained high levels of mercury, most of which was produced by human activities. Mercury is pumped into the atmosphere by coal-fired power plants, silver mines, and other facilities. It can waft high into the air, where it can travel thousands of miles before settling to the land or oceans. It's ingested by microscopic organisms. They convert it to an especially nasty form known as methylmercury, which can cause birth defects and other health problems. In the oceans, larger organisms eat the microscopic ones, so the mercury works its way through the food chain. When the larger organisms die, their remains drop to the bottom. Researchers sampled life from depths of more than 6 miles in two trenches in the Pacific Ocean, the Mariana and the Kermadec, and they found that levels of mercury in the sampled animals were similar to those found in fish from closer to the surface, where there should be more mercury. They also found that the mercury came mainly from human activities. That suggests that dead fish carry mercury from near the surface all the way to the bottom. So even the deepest parts of the oceans can't escape this nasty element. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
Hello, I'm Justin Patrick Moore, and you're listening to the Shortwave Library. Thank you.
Aston from his LP Tulips. That's a tune called U-H-U-E. Before that, we heard Chase Porter from Something Brand New, a cassette called Carol's Boutique, Sounds Inspired by Jasper Mall. We heard Robin's Nest. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and it's the Shortwave Music Library. Library music for late night, early morning excursions. So brew some coffee, have some tea, and enjoy your musical awakening.
City freeze, get on your knees, pray for warmth and green paper. A city drought, you're down and out, I see your trousers don't taper. Saddle up, kick your feet, ride the range of a London street. I travel to a local plane, turn around and come back again. And at the chime of a city clock, put up your roadblock, hang on to your crown. For a stone in a tin can is wealth to the city man who leaves his armor down. Floors and talk with neighbors only. For games you play make people say you're ever weird or lonely. A city star won't shine too far on account of the way you are and the beats around your face. Make you sure to fade back in grace. And at the beat of a city drum, see how your friends come in twos or threes or more. For the sound of a busy place is fine for a pretty face. Who knows what a face is for? City clown will soon fall down without a face to hide in. And he will lose if he won't choose the one he may confide in. A sunny boy with smokes for sale went to ground with a face so pale. I never heard about the change, showed his hand and fell out of range. In the light of a city square, I find out the face that's fair, keep it by your side. When the light of the city falls, you fly to the city walls, I take off with your bride. But at the chime of a city clock, I put up your roadblock, hang on to your crown. For a stone in a tin can is wealth to the city man who leaves his armor down.
Put your head